It's tamale season. Hi, I'm Edmundo Resendez, your host today on Tamale Confidential on Voice of the Public. Join us today as we take a break from all the political talk and news to discuss an issue that is near and dear to our hearts this holiday season in New Mexico. We're talking about tamales. Juan Morales is president of the Santa Fe Grill and the Santa Fe Grill Catering. He is here today to discuss the art of making and, most important, eating delicious tamales. He'll share his abuela's tamale recipe. How many dozen tamales will you be buying this holiday season? How many pounds of masa will you be making? How do you avoid undercooking your tamales or overcooking? Call in at 575-646-2212, 575-646-2212, or join us on our social media desk where Simon Thompson is standing by, ready to take your questions and comments. Here's the cool thing. All calls and social media questions and comments will be entered into a drawing to win a $50 gift card from Lowe's Pay and Save and Fiesta Foods so you can buy your own tamale supplies and make your own tamales. We'll also have two drawings to win a $25 gift card to the Santa Fe Grill so you can not have to make your own tamales. You can just buy them from the, get them from the Santa Fe Grill. Juan Morales, welcome to KRWG, to the Tamale Confidential.
Well, thank you, Edmundo. Thank you for having me over. And yes, indeed, folks, we are here live with my lovely assistant, Marley Lopez Morales, my beautiful wife, Cindy, who are making some fresh tamales here as we speak, Edmundo.
And they can, if you want to see them making the tamales live, you can go to our Facebook page, KRWG Facebook page, and see them making the tamales live. Now, Juan, let's get one important thing out of the way, okay? And I got to do this because it's important. We know that the singular proper name is tamal, not necessarily tamale.
That is correct.
But according to the Oxford English Dictionary, tamale is an appropriate word in addition to tamal. So we're going with the Oxford on this one for all of you grammar perfectionists. So it is tamale, it is tamal. However way you want to go, it's delicious.
Of course. The good guys from Santa Fe Grill make the world's best tamales. Let me tell you why. Because this recipe was handed down from Grandma Lupita to my mother, to myself. Now I'm passing the recipe to my beautiful daughter right here, who's just got married recently.
Now, tamales are a tradition. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your grandmother's tradition. Where would you imagine your grandmother got her recipe from?
I would imagine my grandmother got hers from her mother and her great-grandmother, who happened to be Native Americans.
Now, let's talk about tamales and the history of tamales. The history of tamales dates back over 7,000 years ago from Mesoamerica, from the Aztecs.
That is
who
correct.
Who used to go into battle carrying tamales with them.
Yes, indeed. Back in those days, the women would make the tamales for the warriors before they went off to battle. You know, get this. This went back 7,000 years. You know, there's a long tradition there. So they would make the tamales out of frogs. They would stuff them with frogs. They would stuff them with game.
Because that was available to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, wild turkey. The people were very creative. You know, they held well. They traveled well for their long trips to go in battle.
And they were easy to heat up or eat them cold.
Absolutely.
So tamales date back over 7,000 years. Now, the Europeans came along, the Spaniards came along, introduced new meats. They introduced pork. They introduced beef and chicken. And they taught them on how to steam them differently.
Absolutely. Yeah, they incorporated their style of eating with, of course, they brought cast iron. They brought different methods of cooking. And, you know, the indigenous people are very smart, very talented. They collaborated and put everything together.
And today we have the steamed tamales.
Yes, we do.
Okay, for those of you out there listening, give us a call, 575-646-2212, 575-646-2212, or join us on our social media desk with your questions, comments, tips, suggestions. If you have your family's recipe on how to make tamales, by the way, we are going to make this recipe available on our website at krwg.org on how to make Juan Morales' world-famous holiday tamales.